Last week's Seattle City Council hearing was intended to launch the city's new community police commission, but the meeting became mired in the background of one of its appointees. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
Reverend Harriet Walden is one of Seattle Mayor Mike McGinn's 15 appointees to the new Community Police Commission. That group is supposed to be a voice for police reform as part of the city's agreement with the U.S. Justice Department. Walden is the co-founder of Mothers for Police Accountability and a familiar voice on policing issues in Seattle. Until recently, she also worked as an optician. Last year, King 5 reported that the state of Washington had sued Walden to recover $600,000 in questionable Medicaid charges for eyeglass repairs. Last week, city council members asked Walden for an update on the state's lawsuit. Committee Chair Bruce Harrell said the commission needs to be beyond reproach as it wrestles with police reform.
The fact of the matter is that there's some fairly serious allegations that were advanced, and we have a duty to have some level of scrutiny.
Walden was never charged with a crime. She said her debt to the state was discharged when she filed for bankruptcy last December. A spokeswoman for the Washington Attorney General's office confirms that they'll dismiss the case because Walden has no assets to repay the state. The co-chair of the new commission, Lisa Dugard, said Walden had been reluctant to apply for the commission because of the Medicaid issue, but Dugard said they needed her.
The truth is that we would have great difficulty doing this work with credibility and legitimacy and the expertise that's needed without her or an equivalent voice, and there really isn't an equivalent voice.
Walden called the media report a political hit. She said what's more significant for the police commission are the countless hours she's spent as a volunteer, advocating for methods and training to reduce violent encounters with the police.
I stand by the work that I've done in this city, and Seattle is better because of me.
The full Seattle City Council will look at confirming most of the commission appointees today. They plan to start holding regular monthly meetings by May at the latest. The commissioners are volunteers. They were told that taking part could require 20 hours per month, but some say the time commitment will likely be much higher. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.